Thinner and pale but smiling, Minnesota's Hubert Humphrey returned to the United States Senate today, telling his colleagues the greatest gift in life is friendship, and I have received it, and the greatest healing therapy is friendship and love, and all over this land I have sensed it. Humphrey's remarks were met with as much emotion as they contained, and it was clear this was Hubert Humphrey's day not only in the Senate, but in all of Washington. CBS News correspondent Roger Mudd spent the day with the Minnesota senator, and in a debriefing, he said it all started at 1:15 this afternoon at the corner of 1st and Constitution Avenue.
What showed up at 1st and Constitution was about 75 reporters and photographers, the biggest crowd I've seen at 1st and Constitution since an inauguration. And it was a terrific little welcome for him, and he was really delighted to see everybody and joked with a couple of the photographers, accused them of not having any film in their camera, and turned to a bunch of us and said, "Where were you in 1968 when I needed you?" And got off some good lines and said that you really didn't have to be very smart to be a senator. All you had to do was stick to it. And then he moved along about 10, 15 feet and stopped and had another press conference.
There was a total of 4 short news conferences between the street and Humphrey's Senate office before the former vice president arrived in the Senate chamber, a chamber Mudd described as jammed to capacity.
I counted 76 senators on the floor, which is really an unusual turnout for something that's not a roll call vote. The galleries were all filled. There was a delegation from Minnesota there, his staff was there, and senatorial staffs were filling all the empty spaces. Mrs. Humphrey was there, and the senator's sister was there. Dr. Berman, Edgar Berman was there. And he came in, and the place just absolutely rose in one syncopated step. They all got up, and for 7.5 minutes, there was just unbroken applause. And he worked his way from the east wall of the chamber over to his assigned seat, which is on the west section of the floor, shaking hands. He shook every Democratic hand in the chamber. Actually took 2 steps at a time to mount the podium to embrace Walter Mondale, embraced Russell Long, Teddy Kennedy, grabbed Ed Muskie's hand. Ed Muskie, of course, was his running mate in 68, and embraced Wendell Anderson. And then he sat down, and the applause continued.
Mudd said the emotion that filled the chamber even touched the normally untouchable members of the Washington Press Corps.
You know, the press sits there and looks down and tries to be very tough. We don't stand up and we don't applaud because we're supposed to be objective and not take sides. But I must say it was very difficult not to stand up and applaud him. But we didn't. We sat there wishing we could.
There were words of welcome and praise from Majority Leader Robert Byrd, Minority Leader Howard Baker, and Humphrey's Senate colleague from Minnesota, Senator Wendell Anderson. And, of course, a longer address, some 15 minutes, from Senator Humphrey. Remarks filled with the ever-present Humphrey humor.
The senator said that one of the doctors told him, the best thing for you, Hubert, is to go back to Washington where you really want to go. And Hubert said, the only reason I didn't go back any sooner was that I was waiting for a free ride, which everybody laughed at because that was the reference to the plane ride back with Jimmy Carter. And he said, you know, I've been trying 20 years to get on Air Force One. And I finally got on it, and just being on it for an hour and a half sent such vibrations through my body that I've got real hope again.
And Roger Mudd said Humphrey made his feelings about the Senate reception and all the days since his August 18th surgery very clear.
He said that he was old enough and wise enough to know that all the praise that had been heaped upon him was not quite true, but that he was sufficiently weak to want to be able to believe every word of it. And he just sat down and said, thank you. And then everybody stood up again, and there was about 5 or 6 more minutes of applause. And Mrs. Humphrey was crying, and Miss Howard, the sister, was crying. And it wasn't uncontrollable emotion. It was just very, very tender.
And in more than one reporter's mind, there is no memory of a Washington welcome filled with as much genuine emotion.
And I must say, I have never seen anything like it. And everybody I talked to could not remember anything that approached the genuine affection that was felt in that chamber. All the rules were suspended to allow the galleries to applaud. Normally, they don't permit that.
In retrospect, Mudd says it's regrettable that more Americans couldn't share the scene that unfolded without cameras or microphones.
The one regret that most of us had who were there was that the thing wasn't televised, and there isn't any recording of it, and there are no pictures of it, because it was really a very moving experience.
Minnesota Senator Wendell Anderson characterized the Senate reception for Humphrey as a warmer welcome than given any president, and he said another of his Senate colleagues best characterized Humphrey's importance to the body.
One senator told me that in the 19th century, when you think of the United States Senate, you think of Senator Daniel Webster. He said when they look at the history of the 20th century and look at the United States Senate, the man they'll think of is Hubert Humphrey. So it was a moving tribute and a very proper tribute to Hubert Humphrey, and I know Hubert felt very, very good about it.
And there's no doubt the caring demonstrated in Washington today gave Hubert Humphrey a tremendous lift. It could be heard in his voice, and Roger Mudd said it could be seen on his face.
No, I just can't get over it. The man is dying. He has terminal, inoperable cancer of the pelvis. He knows he's dying. Everybody knows it. But here he is. He just has a different set of a different metabolism than most of us. When I saw him on the television Sunday night out at the airport in Minneapolis, he didn't look very good to me on the television. But today, when you see him up close for the first time, he looks he looks like he's 65. There's no question about it, or 67. But he, you know, his the eyes are still bright, and his mind is alive and electric, and he moves with a considerable grace for a man in obvious pain and condition as he is. So I thought he looked much better than I had feared.
During one of his many sessions with reporters this afternoon, Senator Humphrey admitted that the last few months had been the toughest time of his life. But that was all behind him now. It wasn't important. There was no self-pity from Hubert Humphrey.
I feel so much better now that it's just a joy to be around. I tire a little at the end of the day, but I put in, I'm up and about, and if I can get two-thirds well, I'll be good enough, because that'll put me back with most people.
Senator Hubert Horatio Humphrey, back at work in the United States Senate, saying he's ready for legislative battles on energy, jobs, and the Panama Canal Treaty. According to Roger Mudd, in itself, no small feat.
Well, it's hard not to be taken by it. It's difficult to see somebody go through what he did and then come back and not feel genuinely moved by his strength and by, there are an awful lot of grouchy people in the world, and he sure isn't one of them. And under the circumstances, most people would have moped around and probably never would have come back to Washington or gone back to their place of work. But he is just unquenchable.
One of Hubert Humphrey's doctors told him recently, "Hubert, we've done about as much for you as we can for a while. Why don't you go back to Washington where you want to be, where your colleagues in the Senate are, and where you can be with friends?" Hubert Humphrey responded, "Doctor, that's good advice." And now he's acted on it. I'm Rich Holter, WCCO Radio News.